All right, here we are, episode 18 of the Fighter Pilot Professor. We're moving right along. Today we're going to talk a little bit about what's going on in Haiti, and maybe something I should have talked about early on, or earlier on, but we'll talk a little bit about the mentality of winning. Hope you enjoy, and we'll jump right in. All right, so underreported news of late, in my opinion, is what's going down in Haiti. Haiti is under some unrest, we'll say. Armed gangs, rebel groups maybe is the best way to describe it, attempted to take over several key places, including airport. Just general unrest. And so what's going on with all this? To kind of begin with, Haiti's got a long history of struggle, I guess maybe is the best way to put it, of unrest is perhaps a better way to put it. And in the last several decades, 20 years or so, been troubled by earthquakes and other multiple earthquakes and other natural disasters, and those have really upset an already sort of fragile ecosystem that is the nation of Haiti. So Haiti is actually on the island of Hispaniola. So on this map here, the western half, this is the island that Columbus originally landed on during his first journey in 1492, as it were. It was the second nation in the Western Hemisphere to achieve its colonial independence. So the island was divided in half, a Spanish half and a French half. The Western half became Haiti, a French colonial holding, largely a plantation colony. And the colonists rose up, overthrew the French rule under Napoleon, and became independent. So they formed their own government, and it eventually sort of fell into one of the biggest troubles that former colonies have, which is a minority group ends up in power over the majority group, and typically that minority group has some sort of distinguishing either tribe or feature or something like that. This is common in Africa and South America. In the case of Haiti, the minority group was either white folks or mixed people of mixed race of, you know, half black, half white, typically, or some their combination of that put them in a racial minority, and they were largely the group in power. And so for the majority of Haiti's history, including its modern history, it's been a struggle between those groups vying for power, so largely mixed race groups or indigenous and versus largely indigenous and former slaves of Haiti. So that troubling paradigm, if you will, is kind of haunted Haiti. Interestingly, the United States, in its period of what I'll call imperialism, had Haiti or had, if you will, proxy control of Haiti. So dictated Haiti's government, dictated Haiti's constitution, and generally held control over Haiti's foreign policy from around 1900 to about 1940. So this is about the same time that the United States held control in the Philippines and other places. So we'll actually get to another episode that has to do with how the United States became an imperial power. So that'll be a future episode. But in the meantime, we'll continue with our discussion here of Haiti. So the short thing to know is the most recent political turmoil came in a series of elections and overthrowing and sort of coups to overthrow the president of Haiti. And since, we'll say, the early 2010s, there's just been political instability in Haiti that's continuously degraded. And the most recent spat, which is over the last few weeks here, as I said, rebel groups, if you will, have been, or armed groups have been going about in throughout Haiti, Port-au-Prince, the capital, the largest city, primarily, and sort of attacking places, including the airport. And this has caused the United States and other nations to withdraw some of their embassy personnel, etc. And so it's kind of an ongoing, unfolding thing, but needless to say, the chaos that is in Haiti currently is unfortunately a long-standing issue in that nation. And the history of that goes back quite a long way. So there you go. Hope you know a little bit more about what's going on in Haiti and its unfortunate events. All right. So something maybe I should have jumped into at the beginning of this whole thing, perhaps. We'll talk about the winning mentality. What does that mean? And what am I even talking about here? So one of the things that sets apart people that are elite in their job is often not their skill or their work ethic or good luck and timing or any of those things, but their mentality to come overcome all of those goods and bads that come along with success. So that's really what a lot of people are chasing. And one of the reasons, in my opinion, why athletes who are successful, Tom Brady, Michael Jordan, etc., are so wildly popular is because they have a mentality that is different from their peers and competitors, right? Tom Brady obviously is immensely talented. Michael Jordan obviously immensely talented in their given sports. But that's not the thing that divides them per se from the rest, right? The thing that divides them is their championship mentality, if you will, right? And this is something that people in the military who are part of elite groups also pursue. So fighter pilots, this is a common sort of thing. And fighter pilots, I'd say common, but it's a mentality that is pushed in fighter pilots, Navy SEALs, etc., right? And this is why people want to know what's the secret sauce that it is that you do to make you successful. And, you know, and granted, right, we're all of us that are successful in this business or in the various businesses that we're in, whether that's SEALs or sports or being a fighter pilot or whatever, we are all talented in that thing. That's kind of the, you know, got to get in the door with that. We all have a hard work ethic, and that's what keeps you accelerating, right? And then what pushes you over the top or separates you ultimately is your mentality. And so that mentality is really a combination of several stances on how things go. First is sort of a mental toughness. And we've talked about this in several different formats in this show, but that mental toughness to overcome hard things, to know that it's going to suck, etc., and be willing to accept that. The second one is the sort of fire and forget mentality of when I make a mistake, I have to move on to the next thing, right? I have to learn my lesson. I have to assimilate that lesson, but then I have to move on quickly to the next thing. And so those are two things. The third one we haven't talked about much is what I call the winning mentality. And this mentality is harder to come by, right? And this is different than competitiveness, right? I mean, I'm competitive. I think most people like me are. But I mean, this is like, I'm going to win. I'm going to do what it takes to be better than you. I'm going to win almost at all costs, right? And obviously there's some balance in winning at all costs because you have to be careful what it costs you. But, right, it's this willingness to go the extra mile, et cetera, et cetera. Kobe Bryant, for example, talks about, right, the willingness not just to do it right, but to do it right no matter what, to do it right at every turn, right, to be out there and willing to work harder than everybody, but also to work right, right? And these sort of willingness to perfect it, right, until not only are you doing it right every time, but in effect, you can't be wrong almost, right? And this is what separates a lot of people, is this willingness to just push and push and push and push until you've achieved an ability, not just a physical ability, but a mental ability to be good at it no matter what, right? And so that is really what defines the difference between the average participant in something and somebody who is elite at that thing, right? It's not just their physical skills, you know, and applying this to other things outside of sports or fighter pilotiness or whatever, right? How do I do that in the world of law or business or whatever, right? And what I'd offer is that you can have all the intelligence, or maybe you're not as smart as the average other person, right? You can show up late or earlier and go home later than other people, right? You can do all those things to put in the work, but really the difference is like the little details will separate you, right? The ability to get things right no matter what, to perform under pressure no matter what, to make sure that whatever it is that you are doing is done to the best of your ability and in fact better than everybody else around you. And it's those things that divide you from the rest of the crowd. So there you go, the winning mentality via fire pilot. I hope that you enjoy, and thanks for tuning in. Keep shooting me your questions. All right, so there we go. A little bit on Haiti and a little bit on the winning mentality. I hope that you will keep sending me your questions. You can post them in YouTube. You can post them on the podcaster's channel. You can send them in via my Instagram page. So the Fighter Pilot Professor is out there on Instagram as well. So YouTube, podcasts, and Instagram. The Fighter Pilot Professor is the place to be. Shoot me your questions and I will definitely ask them. Hope you enjoy. Have a great day.